Hello again, I'm Travis Schneider with RE Squared Robotics, and the topic of today's episode is all about quality. I know this is a topic that generally doesn't get a lot of attention or is viewed as being particularly glamorous, but it's an important topic to cover, especially as it pertains to medical robotics, a hot topic in the robotics industry today. So joining me today is RE Squared's Director of Quality, Jeff Wolfgang. Jeff, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Great, so let's get started, Jeff. So Jeff, could you tell me a little bit about your background?
Sure. So I have an electrical engineering degree, and I actually started my career in nuclear technologies. I worked for a few years for Tennessee Valley Authority, and then I also worked for the Oak Ridge National Laboratory, and doing a lot of very interesting work in nuclear technology programs. My responsibilities there were doing probabilistic risk assessments, safety analysis, and reliability studies. I then got into the medical device industry and was responsible for doing product assurance, product risk assessments, and then I also managed the design assurance responsibilities for a medical device company. I had responsibilities in that role for assuring both hardware and software of medical device products that involved V&V testing, reliability testing, and a variety of other things to assure product quality. Then after spending about 10 years with that medical device company and becoming familiar with device regulation and quality compliance, I started working for a medical device startup company to administer their quality system. And RE Squared is now the fourth company where I have come in and helped the company to establish a quality system.
Oh, that's great. And Jeff, who inspires you overall? This is a question I ask kind of all of our participants to lead things off.
I would say that I am inspired by the victorious underdog. Generally, I'm impressed by those who lean into their disadvantages without making excuses or complaining, but instead they just prepare, they work hard, and they focus on what they need to do to become successful. And those who succeed under adverse conditions without complaining are, I think, to be commended for what they accomplish. And those are the people that I would consider people who inspire me.
That's great. And so maybe a question building upon some of your background. Jeff, could you tell us a little bit of what led to your interest in quality?
I would say that quality found me. Quality and I think are a good match. I think in a process-oriented fashion, and I'm very methodical in the way I approach things, including my everyday life. I have a saying at home: a place for everything and everything in its place. I like things to be orderly for its appearance for the sake of being efficient. I believe those traits carried into my professional life as well. And as opportunities came available that matched my skill set and my personality traits, it led me to the quality profession. And I think it's been a good fit.
Great. And maybe before getting too specific into robotics and quality, what does to you what does quality mean, or what does quality all entail?
That can be a tough one to answer because quality means different things to different people. When you think of things that you buy and the reasons that people buy things, to some people it means it doesn't break. To others, it means it's the best that you can get. To others, it might mean that they paid a fair price for something and it does what they expect. A more technical answer to quality would be that a product meets its specifications and satisfies the user needs. My desire as a quality professional is that at a minimum, that a customer is not dissatisfied with a product for any reason. The real goal is that customers are delighted by the product and continue to look to RE Squared for robotic solutions for their needs.
That's great. And maybe another high-level question, but what do people often assume about quality that frustrates you the most?
I guess it depends on which people we're referring to. From my perspective, we can never really be frustrated by quality assumptions made by our customers. If customers are making assumptions about qualities, then we've not communicated sufficiently about what they expect from the product. For me, frustrating assumptions about quality are typically either internal to our organization or those made by our suppliers. And those things typically fall into the category of, this little thing won't really matter. This small change won't have any effect. And many times it's the little things that were assumed to not matter that end up mattering because the assumption that it didn't matter was not recorded or documented in any way. And then that little thing, like a substituted part, minor tweak in a manufacturing process, it goes undetected and becomes a source of a quality issue, and then it's hard to find. And then the thing we need to keep reminding ourselves is that the details can matter and that the smallest of details need to be reviewed and documented.
Absolutely. And then this maybe is an obvious question, but I sometimes like asking those as well. Why do you think quality is important?
Quality, I believe, is one of the things that differentiates us from others who are participating in this space. Quality creates customer loyalty. I think of a personal example. I have owned a few battery-operated drills in my lifetime. The early ones were less expensive, and it's what I could afford at the time. They each lasted a few years until they just at some point just stopped working. The cordless drill I now have is over 20 years old. I paid more for that particular brand, but it has demonstrated itself to be far superior in quality. I use it all the time. And it was just a few months ago that over tw you know after 20 years, I finally had to replace one of the batteries. I'd have to say, I've been delighted by that product, and I suspect that when it comes time to replace it, that I will likely choose that same brand again. Quality creates comfort and satisfaction, with customers, and it results in a brand relationship. We want our customers to have that kind of confidence and satisfaction that we can establish long-lasting relationships and that they continue to come to us for solutions.
That's great. And Jeff, now in the next couple of questions, I wanted to talk specifically about quality and robotics, kind of the core of the discussion here today. So maybe the first question here, why do you think quality is important for a robotics system? Specifically those used in medical robotics?
Robots, we use robots and robotic systems as surrogates of our human functionality. Robotic systems are often selected or desired to perform functions that are critical to outcome. Some such outcomes involve protection of life, safety in the application that they're being used, such as handling of explosives for bomb squads and things like that, transportation applications where you're moving people, masses of people. And then when we talk about medical procedures, those types of things are very, very critical as far as outcome. And the outcomes in these types of applications can be highly undesirable if the robotic system doesn't perform the way that you expect it to. It can result in loss of human life or permanent injury. And these types of risks are more challenging because they're not just the repetitive tasks where a robotic arm just repeatedly moves to the same location over and over and does the same thing over and over. Many of our applications involve functions where robotic systems need to be able to adapt to a unique environment or topography. For example, if a robotic system is used in a surgical procedure, our bodies come in their own unique shape and size, and the robot needs to be able to adapt to those variations. Medical procedures typically involve high precision and accuracy are necessary for those types of applications. And whether it's placement of an implanted device within a human body or treatment, you know, placement of a treatment pod, you know, surgically cutting a part of the anatomy, those are typically done in very close proximity to other organs, other tissues that can't be impacted during the procedure. You know, so this involves designing and building robotic systems with hardware and software that go through rigorous reviews, rigorous testing, and demonstration to assure that the robotic system does what it's expected to do and only what it's expected to do.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And so, you know, when we talk about medical robotics, certifications often come up in conversation with customers. What are some of the important certifications or approvals for a medical system that might use a robot, and what do they mean?
Sure. So RE2 or RE squared is currently, you know, entering into the medical device industry. And in support of that, we are establishing a formal quality management system. Our goal is to have that quality management system certified to ISO 13485. That's the standard for quality management systems of medical devices. In addition, there are other ISO standards that would, in most instances, apply for design and development and production of a medical robot system. Those things include things like ISO 14971, which is the standard for risk management, IEC 60601-1 and also -1-2. Those are standards for general safety and conducted and radiated emissions of electrical medical devices. There's a standard for how software is developed for medical devices, you know, IEC 62304. And then IEC 80601-2-77. So that's a standard for just general safety and essential performance of robotic medical devices. Since, you know, medical robots are becoming very popular, you know, IEC wrote a standard and put forth a standard just for medical robots. You know, so there's a lot of things that can help us, you know, help guide us, you know, to assuring that, you know, by complying to the requirements of standards, that we can assure quality and safety of our medical robots.
That's awesome. And so for those people out there that are maybe thinking about developing their own medical device or their own medical system and are looking for a robot supplier, what of these are important for a robot supplier, or what do you think they should be considering? And then additionally, you know, what does RE squared offer in this regard?
Sure. Well, first of all, any company that's looking to put a medical device into commercial distribution would need to have its own regulatory strategy for how they would get that device cleared or approved to be used in the various global markets. A certified quality system demonstrates that the supplier of the robotic system has an established and demonstrated way of producing quality products. The specific design and regulatory strategy would dictate which design standards may be needed to support getting that product approved for its specific use. RE squared, you know, has expertise to perform design and development in accordance with these standards and others as they might be applicable to a specific medical device or other device that a customer might want us to develop.
That's great. This has been very informative today, Jeff. Thanks for everything you've shared so far. Is there anything else you wanted to cover today?
I would just say that it's a delight to be part of RE squared because quality is just a part of who we are. It's integral to the values of the company. It's a major contributor to what has allowed RE squared to be successful. And I just thank you for the opportunity to share a little bit today about the quality aspects of what we're doing at RE squared.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Travis.
Since 2001, RE Squared Robotics has remained committed to our mission to develop innovative technologies that make a positive impact on the world. RE Squared is a leader in the design, development, and manufacture of human-like robotic technology, solving the most challenging applications in the world. If you would like to be contacted about a robotics application, please email us at myrobots@resquared.com. That's myrobots at resquared.com. To stay up to date with the latest RE Squared news, visit our website at www.resquared.com, or you can always follow us on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. If you'd like to see more videos like this, or videos featuring actual RE Squared robots, please subscribe to this channel on YouTube.